Hey folks, hope you're having a great morning so far. I'm Kenya Barrett, and I'll be your host of Oh Yeah, Prove It. The world is full of mysteries, particularly in the ocean and forests, which humans are often too afraid to explore. The depths of the world's waters contain species of squid and octopi that have only been discovered a couple of years ago due to the currently evolving technologies that allow us to explore such extreme and terrifying places. It is because of the expense of these technologies and natural human fears that not many people can say that they have seen an octopus in the ocean. There are far fewer who say that they've seen an octopus in a tree deep inside of Oregon's rainforests. Now, some of you may be saying, obviously we haven't seen an octopus in a tree. Octopi live in the ocean and are unable to breathe unless they're in the water. Yes, the claim of a tree octopus may seem ludicrous, but it exists.
That's right, I said it, and today we're joined by a special guest who happens to be one of my closest friends. He also happens to be a scientist who is here to tell you all about the mysterious tree octopus.
Dr. Gull Abel has followed the species since its discovery in 1998. Since then, he has moved to the rainforests of Oregon to increase his chances of naturally observing these creatures. Here is tree octopologist Gull Abel. Well, Kenya, thank you very much for that kind intro. I appreciate you having me on your show. It's a pleasure to see you, as well as to be asked to speak to such an interested crowd of people. It's nice to share what I know with people who actually are open-minded, an amphibious tree octopus. Let's just get started. Octopus paxibolus, better known as Pacific Northwest tree octopus, has been sighted along America's west coast in coniferous forests. They require temperate rainforest environments, specifically that of the Olympic Peninsula in western Oregon. The species...
Pardon my interruption, but how is it possible for octopi to live in a forest?
Oh, I'm so sorry, I thought that was common sense. Okay, well, while octopi as a species are generally considered solitary cephalopods, these particular octopi are amphibious. Therefore, due to certain skin adaptations that prevent desiccation, they're able to survive on land and can live in rainforests. The Pacific Northwest forest environment is moist enough for their survival in association with the unique skin adaptations.
No way!
Yes way, folks. That's fascinating to me, Gull. And it seems that one of our listeners agrees because we have a call from Your Lion in Miami, Florida. What's your question, Your?
There's no way this is real. No skin adaptations can make it possible for an octopus to breathe on land. So stop trying to deceive those of us who are interested in real and new stories. We want facts, not whatever lies this Dr. Guy is telling.
Well, Kenya, I kind of anticipated something like this happening, so I brought in a sample, actually. This guy is on the lower end of the average size range, but I think he'll do as enough evidence if you must see to believe.
Whoa! How did you smuggle that past security? Do we even have security? Never mind. But I can't believe it's breathing on my table.
Well, of course it is. The species size generally ranges from 30 to 33 centimeters, and they have the largest brain-to-body ratio of any mollusk. It's not anything equal to that of humans' brain-to-body ratio, but the eyesight does compare to us.
So, you mean a tree octopus could have 20/20 vision?
Theoretically, yes. They use their sight to sense changes in colors in other octopi. These color changes are the methods that they use to communicate. For example, when a tree octopus turns red, it generally symbolizes anger.
Wouldn't it be so cool if humans could do that? I mean, you'd go to New York and just see a bunch of red humans.
Sorry, girl. Had to get that bad joke in there somewhere. On that note, let's take another call from one of our listeners. We're gonna go to Hoff from Minnesota.
Hey guys, I'm really enjoying this broadcast. I listen every week with my buddies when we fish, and we just love hearing all about the new discoveries. Anyways, one week we were fishing at Hook Canal, and we just saw tons of octopus walking. I don't know where they were all going, but it was like some sort of mass migration.
Oh, you've been witnessing the reproduction migration. Every spring, the octopi migrate from their home in the Olympic National Forest to Hook Canal to find mates. The male leaves the female at the canal after mating, and she remains there until her eggs hatch. After the babies are born, they grow until they're strong enough to travel to their permanent home in the Olympic National Forest. Do you know where we can go to learn more about this?
Of course, the Save the Pacific Northwest Tree Octopus organization has tried to raise money and awareness about this endangered species by posting in the Cephalonews newspaper. Also, the Republic of Cascadia frequently updates their website with facts and news concerning the rare species. Thank you again, Dr. Gull Abel, for your time. That wraps up this episode of Oh Yeah, Prove It. Hope you enjoyed the segment, and I don't know about you, but now I'm quite curious about what kinds of animals could really exist in the world. If octopi can live in trees, then can mermaids really exist? Can sharks walk on land? Do penguins fly? What if we've just been censored from reality this whole time? Could all the myths we've been led astray to believe be reality? Is there such a scheme set in place by the government to...
This podcast has been cut off by the government of the United States of America due to the unlawful release of incorrect information.